Lesson 3. Messages. Part A. Listen, write, and speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Amanda Haywood is a secretary at Standard Security Systems. Her boss, Peter Dawson, was away on business on Monday. She took several messages for him. 9 o'clock.
Mr. Dawson's office?
Oh, it's Jenny. Can you give Mr. Dawson a message? I won't be until Friday. I've got flu. I saw the doctor this morning.
Okay, Jenny. I'll pass the message on. I hope you feel better soon.
9:40.
Mr. Dawson's office. Can I help you?
May I speak to Mr. Dawson, please?
I'm afraid he's away on business. He'll be back tomorrow. Can I take a message?
Please. It's Tom Watkins here. Look, I can't make the meeting on Tuesday afternoon. Something important's come up. I'll ring Peter on Wednesday.
11:30.
Hello, Godfrey. What can I do for you?
Mr. Dawson isn't here, is he?
No, not till tomorrow.
Ah, it's just that I want Friday off. You see, my grandmother died yesterday. I'll have to go to the funeral.
Oh, I am sorry. How old was she?
92.
12:15.
Mr. Dawson's office.
Can you put me through to Mr. Dawson?
I'm afraid he isn't here today. Would you like to leave a message?
Oh, right. Wadley's garage, yeah? It's about his new car. It isn't ready yet. There's a strike at a factory today.
2:10.
Good afternoon. Mr. Dawson's office.
Good afternoon. This is Juliet Dobson from Western Video Systems. Mr. Dawson's at the trade fair in Lyon, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. He should be here tomorrow.
Well, can you give him this message first thing in the morning? I'm afraid we must cancel our last order. The customers have changed their minds again.
3:20.
Good afternoon. Mr. Dawson's office.
Hello, this is Miguel Gonzalez speaking. Is Peter there?
No, I'm afraid he's away on business today. Can I pass on a message, Senor Gonzalez?
Yes, I may be in London from the 21st to the 25th. I want to see Peter then, if possible. It's about the agency in Mexico.
4:35. Mr. Dawson's office.
My name's Samantha Ellis. Can you get Mr. Dawson to phone me as soon as he gets back from Lyon? It really is very urgent.
4:55.
Mr. Dawson's office.
Ah, Miss Haywood. This is Charles Berry.
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
I've got an important message for Mr. Dawson. Give it to him the minute he comes in. Just say, don't supply Mason and Company until further notice. I'll explain later.
It's Tuesday morning. Peter Dawson has just returned to the office after his business trip to Lyon.
Good morning, Amanda. Could you come in for a minute, please?
Good morning, Mr. Dawson. Did you have a good trip?
Yes, thank you. Were there any messages for me yesterday?
Yes, quite a few. Shall I just run through them?
Please.
Jenny phoned. She said she wouldn't be in till Friday.
Oh, why is that?
She said she had flu. She'd seen the doctor.
Right, go on.
Then Mr. Watkins called. He said he couldn't make the meeting this afternoon, but would ring you on Wednesday.
Okay.
Godfrey came in looking for you. He said he wanted Friday off.
Did he?
Yes. He told me his grandmother had died and he'd have to go to the funeral.
Oh, dear. I'd better see him later.
And Wadley's garage called. They said your new car wasn't ready.
Oh, no. Why on earth not?
They said there was a strike at the factory yesterday.
Again?
After lunch, Miss Dobson phoned. She said that Western Video Systems had to cancel their last order because their customers had changed their minds.
Pity.
Mr. Gonzalez called from Mexico to say he might be in London from the 21st to the 25th. He said he wanted to see you then.
Oh, good. I hope he can make it.
And then a lady phoned, Samantha Ellis. She asked you to phone her as soon as possible. She said it was urgent.
Ah, Samantha. I wonder what she wants.
Oh, and just before 5, Mr. Berry phoned. He told us not to supply Mason and Co. until further notice. He said it was important and that he would explain later.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Coffee?
Please, that would be nice.
Question number 1. What was Mr. Dawson doing on Monday? Question number 2. What is Mr. Dawson's full name and what might be his job. Question number 3. Which of the following statements is true? Question number 4. Which of the following is not appropriate to say if you want to ask the caller to leave a message? Question number 5. What can't you learn from the conversation between Mr. Dawson and his secretary?
Exercise 2. Listen to the tape again and take notes of the messages for Mr. Dawson.
Amanda Haywood is a secretary at Standard Security Systems. Her boss, Peter Dawson, was away on business on Monday. She took several messages for him. 9 o'clock.
Mr. Dawson's office?
Oh, it's Jenny. Can you give Mr. Dawson a message? I won't be until Friday. I've got flu. I saw the doctor this morning.
Okay, Jenny. I'll pass the message on. I hope you feel better soon.
9:40.
Mr. Dawson's office. Can I help you?
May I speak to Mr. Dawson, please?
I'm afraid he's away on business. He'll be back tomorrow. Can I take a message?
Please. It's Tom Watkins here. Look, I can't make the meeting on Tuesday afternoon. Something important's come up. I'll ring Peter on Wednesday.
11:30.
Hello, Godfrey. What can I do for you?
Mr. Dawson isn't here, is he?
No, not till tomorrow.
Ah, it's just that I want Friday off. You see, my grandmother died yesterday. I'll have to go to the funeral.
Oh, I am sorry. How old was she?
92.
12:15.
Mr. Dawson's office.
Can you put me through to Mr. Dawson?
I'm afraid he isn't here today. Would you like to leave a message?
Oh, right. Wadley's garage, yeah? It's about his new car. It isn't ready yet. There's a strike at the factory today.
2:10.
Good afternoon. Mr. Dawson's office.
Good afternoon. This is Juliet Dobson from Western Video Systems. Mr. Dawson's at the trade fair in Lyon, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. He should be here tomorrow.
Well, can you give him this message first thing in the morning? I'm afraid we must cancel our last order. The customers have changed their minds again.
3:20.
Good afternoon. Mr. Dawson's office?
Hello, this is Miguel Gonzalez speaking. Is Peter there?
No, I'm afraid he's away on business today. Can I pass on a message, Senor Gonzalez?
Yes. I may be in London from the 21st to the 25th. I want to see Peter then, if possible. It's about the agency in Mexico.
4:35. Mr. Dawson's office?
My name's Samantha Ellis. Can you get Mr. Dawson to phone me as soon as he gets back from Lyon? It really is very urgent.
4:55.
Mr. Dawson's office?
Ah, Miss Haywood. This is Charles Berry.
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
I've got an important message for Mr. Dawson. Give it to him the minute he comes in. Just say, don't supply Mason and Company until further notice. I'll explain later.
Part B, Listen and Relax.
Directions. Listen to the following tongue twisters and say after the recording. Try to say them as quickly and correctly as possible.
1. Cat, cat, catch that bat rat.
2. She sells seashells on the seashore.
3. There are 33 trees over there.
4. Tom can have fried fresh fish, fish fried fresh, fresh fried fish, fresh fish fried, or fish fresh fried.
5. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. You can believe it or not, I meant a cup of coffee in a proper copper pot. Tin coffee pots or iron coffee pots, they're no use to me. if I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
The United States is a telephone land. Almost everyone uses the telephone to make or break social engagements, to say their thank yous, to do their shopping and ordering, even from food and drug stores, and to obtain all kinds of information. Telephones save you feet and endless amounts of time, not to mention multiple bus or subway fares. Different countries put their public telephones in different places. In the U.S., they are so widespread that you will find them in buses and air terminals, railroad stations, stores, hotels, the lobbies of many office buildings, restaurants, and in small booths along streets and highways. It is simple and quick to have a private phone installed. You just call the telephone company and they will come to install it on a special day by appointment when it is convenient for you. You fill out a form and pay a deposit of some $40 for the phone, and if you are formally employed, you may even be freed from this fee.
Question number one. Why is the United States said to be a telephone land? Question number two. What is one of the things that people can do with the telephone according to the passage? Question number three. Who may have a private phone installed without paying a deposit? Question number four. Which of the following cannot be learned from the passage? Question number five. What is the main purpose of this mini talk?
This is the end of Lesson 3.